You're listening to MLVC, the Madonna podcast, your place for all things Madonna. Louise Veronica Ciccone. I'm your unofficial tour correspondent, celebration tour correspondent. Did I even say that? I don't even know what I'm saying right now. I'm your unofficial celebration tour correspondent, Stefan. Today on the show, we have friend of the podcast and makeup artist extraordinaire, Andrew Velasquez, who attended Madonna Celebration Tour in Los Angeles, California. Welcome back to the show, Andrew.
Thank you. Thank you. Hola, muchachos. How's it going, everybody?
I feel like we just spoke and we didn't. It was just because I was
rewatching. You were on my podcast.
I was rewatching our interview that I did for your podcast.
Thank you so much for doing that. That was so fun.
It was great. Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. It's weird to be a guest. Usually I'm the one steering the conversation. I apologize because I feel like I still was steering
the conversation. You did a little bit.
On your podcast.
Like, I was here for it. You were like, stop rehearsing it. Just be and let the bloopers happen. And I actually left them. So I took that advice kind of going forward. It's just part of us. It's part of being human, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't have the energy to do that much editing anymore.
Yeah. But I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you so much.
Look at you wearing Dita.
Official merch. Yes, with all the dates in the back.
Mm-hmm. The correct dates. Yes.
I had to get this.
I'm not wearing Dita. I'm wearing Blonde
I
Ambition.
See. Madonna. Yes, but that's also official merch. Oh wait, I have to do something. I have to put on my lip plumper.
Oh, Andrew's holding up Celebration Tour makeup. It's the cross. What's in that?
This has the beautiful...
It's a lip plumper?
Like a Virgin plumping lip gloss.
Oh, so. Yeah. Hold it in front of you so that... Oh, I see it. Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Very nice. Packaging, and there's a little M with a cross coming out of it. And so it's a lip gloss, and that makes your...
Yeah. So let's try her on, yeah?
Let's do it. So Andrew's going to... I'm going to dictate while Andrew tries it. He's dipping the wand. He's putting the wand up to his already voluptuous lips. And
they need to be bigger now.
Now they are... wonderful sheen. Yeah, they look enormous.
They taste good. It's like minty. I like it.
What does it smell like?
Let me see.
Does it have a scent?
It just smells clean and like... minty.
I just always assume anything from Madonna smells like patchouli.
Right. Same. It just says like a Virgin plumping lip gloss. You guys, you hear it. Merch from straight from LA.
And how much did that set you back?
I think this was like $25. I originally wanted the highlighter compact because I wanted something like substantial to hold.
Yeah.
And to use to look at and like put on my face or whatever. But they were all out of it. And they were out of the red lipstick.
The Who's That Girl Fire Engine Red lipstick.
But my friend, my muse, Sarah Quick, shout out to my girl. I dressed her up as the Blonde Ambition tour with the gold Versace comb bra and the high pony. And she got the white Who's That Girl bomber jacket.
Oh, nice.
And fun fact, she actually, her father was in production for that movie. And when she was a little girl, she met Madonna on set for Who's That Girl. Isn't that crazy?
How wild.
It was a full circle moment for her to have the Who's That Girl bomber jacket that her dad worked on for the production of the movie Who's That Girl with Madonna.
What did her dad do on the movie?
I forget. But she's a showrunner now. So it's like it runs in the family. They're all in production.
Yeah. Oh, how great.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. Gotta love those Nepo babies.
But it also has this like hanging... thing, I guess you can like
put it around your neck.
Necklace, I guess, like Madonna pride.
Yeah, well, that's funny. But you brought it up already. I was gonna bring up the fact that you went dressed to the nines to the celebration tour.
You.
So, in addition to your friend who was dressed as Blonde Ambition ponytail Madonna, you were dressed as Human Nature.
That's right. I did.
Braids and all.
Knitted, too.
You were
I sure did.
You did not.
I have been growing my hair out since October, literally. And then I did a test run on my birthday in December just to see if we needed to add more hair. And I was right. I wanted it to be a little bit fuller because I researched the hairstylist that did the cornrows for Madonna's hair on the music video for Human Nature, they actually didn't even use hair. They used yarn,
yeah,
which is why it looks so full and like separated.
Yeah.
So I did end up adding hair, and even, my hair was like down to here. I chopped it off today.
Oh yeah, you're back to
I'm back to normal.
You're back to fresh.
Back to
wow, you don't waste any time.
I'm like the Mexican Madonna. You know, I feel like I take a little bit of her, Elvis, James Dean, and Ricky Ricardo, and I just put them in a blender, and that's me.
And where did you get the? Was it pleather? What was the outfit made out of?
No, it was just like vinyl.
Oh okay. Like, oh God, you must have been sweating.
I actually was a little sweaty, and I had to use as the directions.
Vinyl in LA at a Madonna show, because she, I think I saw Julie Brown, who obviously is famous for playing Medusa, the parody of Madonna's
so
Truth or Dare, Medusa Dare to be Truthful. And yes, we are trying to get Julie Brown on the show. Hopefully one day.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet. Yeah.
I know. It's all about timing. But she was there last night and she was complaining. She's like, it's 200 degrees here.
Inside it was. Outside it was cold. Because I'm in Florida now, so I'm used to like tropical Caribbean weather. But then
tropical,
I get there.
And breeze.
Exactly. It was freezing in LA.
Really?
So yeah, at night, like outside, it was cold. For me.
What's cold, Andrew? Like 65?
Exactly. That.
Oh, stop it. Are you serious?
I'm a lizard now. My husband and I joke that we see the sun outside and we follow it, we chase it and just stay basking in the sun to stay brown.
But you were living in LA.
Yeah, I'm born and raised there. I just adapted. It's like, it's been almost 2 years. This September, it'll be 2 years.
You must like going back to LA though, because there's no humidity there. It's not like Florida humidity.
Correct. But I enjoy the humidity and so does my skin and my hair. And so when I'm in LA, I'm like dehydra,
look at
Sahara
that.
Desert.
See, I remember you shedding tears over moving to Florida. And now look at that. And
just like that.
You're
and
suddenly
like that.
Floridian.
I am. Tropical breeze and all. But yeah, I had to take the jacket off once we were inside. And I mean, we're going to like probably bounce around, but we got there. So here's the thing. I didn't research the venue. I just assumed it was going to be wherever my friend had organized like the Uber and everything. And we got to the Laker game at Crypto Center in downtown LA.
Oh no!
Not the Kia Forum. So
exactly. Like nowhere near the.
No, that's downtown LA.
Yeah,
Inglewood is a little bit 15-20 minutes, but we had left at 7 p.m. So we got there at 8 p.m. at the Laker game, dressed up to the nines for Madonna, and everyone's in their blazers. And I'm like, this is not the venue, babe. I don't see any Madonna fans.
Oh, my God.
So immediately, I would have been
freaking out.
I kind of was. And then, so just threw back a shot to just, like, calm my nerves. And because, you know, I'm that fan, like you are. And then we finally get there. And we're still early. We had enough time to go to the porta potty, go to the bar, go to the merch. And we're saying hi to friends and taking pictures. Everyone wanted pictures with my friend Sarah. And then we heard the the sprinkles of starlight, and I'm like, it's starting, and everyone starts freaking out, and we're like, we gotta go, and it was 9:30, exactly 9:30. So I
okay,
was
okay. So you wait,
was
you
gonna go on.
You saw Madonna her first
night
in LA. Okay,
yeah,
not last night.
No. No, yeah, same night that you had Caswell on, which was
yes.
really cool.
Yes, oh, okay, okay.
Yeah,
so she was early. I was
on
surprised.
Time, like DJ ended, boom, Madonna started. Like
that's great. I wonder why. That was so weird.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe she had a lot of rest, but So yeah, I mean, if you guys go to my Instagram, there's a video of us like running to our seats at that point because I'm like freaking out, and I purposely wore these Ray-Ban Meta glasses so I could just record that and not have my phone. Like annoying, you know, everybody. So I just like snapped, recorded as we were going there to give you like POV of where we were. We were on the floor. We had floor seats. And then there was people in our seats. So now I'm like even more pissed. And so security had to come, asked for their tickets. They got them out of our seats. my heart's like racing at this point that she's going to start soon, you know, and Bob is still up there. And yeah, they finally got up and I could hear them calling, oh yeah, don't come back. We were saving your seat, these seats for you, but they're here. I was pissed, Stefan. I was like, and I didn't even look at them. Like, that's how angry I was. Like, I was so upset.
Where were they sitting? You don't even know.
So they were sitting in our seats and they were sitting.
No. Would you know where their seats were? Like,
oh, the other people, I have no idea that they were calling.
In the back.
Yeah. So, and I mean, we had floor seats. They were still great seats. Like, the runway's right there. And yeah, I just had to let it go because I'm like, you're not going to ruin my Madonna night. Like, it's not going to happen. No.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So I let it go. And then she started Nothing Really Matters and boom, just like started a little bit of recording and just let
That's
loose.
That's so funny. How futuristic of you. You were filming with glasses. These are Meta.
Ray-Ban Meta glasses. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Fancy you.
They only record up to a minute. So unless you go live on Instagram, then you could go up to 17 minutes. I was trying, but the connection wasn't that good. And I didn't want to stress out about that. So I'm like, let me just be present and snap whenever I see like a cool moment, you know?
Yeah.
So that's how I did that little reel.
What's the quality like on those?
They're pretty good, actually. Huh. Yeah.
All right, I'll check it out on your... You said it's up on your Instagram.
Yeah, it's the latest reel right now. Yeah.
Cool. I'll check
it out. So you get the POV of like walking down to the floor. So, and then it just started and I was just like,
Andrew, hold on before you go in any further. This was your first time seeing Madonna?
The celebration tour.
Yeah.
My first tour ever was.
You spoiled yourself along the way, right? You've seen.
Yeah. Yeah. I hadn't seen in its entirety and. In the full like order, I knew the set list just because of Apple Music and
it was out.
So I'd seen like clips, and obviously I'm watching your podcast and your YouTube. So I already had an idea of what was going to happen. I hadn't experienced it firsthand and seen it on my own. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Andrew, I got to say, now that you've had that lip plumper on for a couple of minutes, starting to look.
Thank you, Madonna.
Like,
yeah,
I think maybe it takes a little bit, but like now they are puckered.
Okay.
They are plump. They are perky. They're ready.
All thanks to our diva. Yes.
I need to get some of those because my lips are not perky.
Yeah. Look, like a virgin. Look right here. Yeah. I'm going to plump it up for you. I'll put it on you right now.
Plump it up.
Yes.
Okay. So what were your standout numbers from the show overall?
I mean, the opening alone is so powerful. And just I like that she's interacting so much throughout the show. Even from the beginning, she's sharing, you know, personal moments about when she first moved to New York with $35 in her, and she's like, yeah, I was a dumbass. I did do that. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I was tired of being hungry. I was tired of being homeless, living on couch. And, it was just so powerful. I danced and I sang the entire time and never sat down. I did not go to the bathroom. Like my friend went once. I was there. I was like, Madonna, you own me. This is it, you know?
Yeah.
And
well, for the money you pay, I'm not taking a bathroom break.
Exactly.
I'll wear a diaper before I do that. Yeah, you know?
Exactly. I also have my beer bottle with water that she has on stage too. Mm-hmm, she says that she doesn't have any alcohol. It's just water.
Yeah. I know it's weird that people think
that.
It's weird that people still think it's beer. I'm like, no. Madonna's not drinking on stage.
She's singing. She's got to stay hydrated.
Exactly.
And she's fucking dancing, Stefan. She's like dancing the whole time. Like, this woman is 65 years old. She is moving like a 40-year-old, just killing it, singing live. You know what I mean? And can we talk about the beauty? Because that's like my thing. Like, gorgeous.
Yeah. What
like
did you think of her? What did you think of the makeup in general for the show?
Head to toe, her skin immaculate, obviously plumped, smooth. Like, I didn't see, I mean, obviously the arms, we already know, like, when you're 65, you're going to lose elasticity, but that she doesn't care though. Like, she's still the fact that she's so, I don't know, just herself and authentic, I feel. Because we saw Madam X around the same time, too. And that was just a completely different Madonna. Like, she was injured. She was, you know, not happy. And she's smiling and beaming the entire time. Like, I just felt, I felt her magnitude, and I felt her essence of just, you know, humbleness mm-hmm. and just having a different perspective with life and just having, and I, you know, I can relate too. Like it's something that, you know, really changes you up, and it's the,
Right. You've had your own near death experience, back where you didn't know if you were going to make
it. After a Bjork concert. Yeah. My husband found me, smashed orbital bone, coma, all the things, whatever. I survived it. So I mean, I can understand that something that traumatic, like to the point where she even shares, she's begging to the doctor, like, when is this pain going to go away? When am I going to feel normal? And he's like, why don't you just go outside? Like, get some sun. She's like, no, I don't like the fucking sun. She's like, I hate the sun. And so like all those real little moments of her, like we forget she's the queen, but she's just a human. Like she just had a dream and she just never gave up. And she just, and now she's the queen of pop, the most successful Guinness World Record breaker, like successful female artist to have had the most successful tour in or sell concert. I can't even speak right now. That's how like excited I am. she renamed or regains that title again. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so proud of her. I was so proud of her the whole time to just show up and not give up and stick through the tour. And she specifically said to her doctor who was there that night, she gave him a shout out. And she said, when her management came in, like whispered, are you sure you want to do a tour and how much time or whatever? And she's like, 2 months, just give me 2 months. And that's all she did. Like the fact that she can say that and put it out into the universe. And then she physically, whether it's placebo or not, she did it. She gave herself 2 months. She healed. She got back and she's still touring. You know what I mean?
I think that in recovery of whether it be an injury or obviously, you know, like her hospitalization, I think it's helpful to sort of give yourself a deadline because then you have to work. You know what I mean? Like if she was just like,
yeah, it gives you a goal.
Just exactly. Like if she had just been like, you know what, let's cancel for now when I'm ready. Like if you just sort of say when I'm ready, that doesn't, you know, like give yourself a time frame and then you like, you're going to get there, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, back to your question. I mean, like I like we all did. I'm 42. I grew up with her. My mom is the one that introduced me to her. And she taught me how to dance. Like she taught me how to fucking be gay and be an artist. And I'm Mexican and she loves like Latino culture. And that like also, I'm also Catholic. I was raised Catholic. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not that I follow it still, but there's just so many connections. And I mean, I wrote about her in my book. Like she has, her career is a timeline through my life. And I feel the fact that I was introduced to her at such a young age, and I'm sure you can relate, it really shaped a lot of like my my ethics and of just as a hard worker, as an artist, and just of what you want to accomplish, knowing that it is possible and you are capable of it, and inspiring others along the way. Like that's what really it's embedded in my brain because of her.
And then, of course, you know, I think it's because Madonna, you know, as someone like yourself, you know, like I grew up with her, you know, she's always sort of like, she was there in like very formidable, you know, years of my early teens and teenage years and then college. And I think she sort of presents a life of here's what she likes, here's what she supports, here's what she's interested in. And because you're a Madonna fan, you sort of take that on board with yourself where you're like, oh, this is okay. This is acceptable. This is, you know, this is okay. This is what you should be questioning. This is what you should be know, like, you know, fighting for in life.
Correct. Values, the self-worth, the love, all the things. Like it's in all parts of your life. So I really am grateful for her for that. And I'm so proud that she came back and healed and just had this. So just so well produced, a little bit systemic just for me, because I mean, it's my first time that I watched it, but the cadence to it, the tonality, I do have an issue with the form, but that's just me being picky with the sound. And
The forum in Inglewood. You mean you have a problem with the venue itself?
Yeah. Why? Their sound is always, there's always issues. It's not Madonna's show. It's just in general. Like
the sound was not good?
The bass is off. Sometimes the treble echoes so heavy that the vibration is off. So then you can't understand like what they're saying, like the words.
I hear you.
So sometimes it just sounds like noise. So when it's like a ballad or not such a noisy song that has a lot of, you know, instruments and layers, then you can hear it more, then you feel it more. So when it's like quieter. So yeah, like Live to Tell.
Well, I also wonder if it has to do with like where you're at in the venues per
possibly.
Se, because when I saw her in Paris, I saw it back to back two nights in a row from different vantage points. So the first night in Paris, I was on the floor and it was very bass heavy. It was like, it was kind of muffled and I couldn't hear things. The second night, because my friend's knee was injured, we were in handicap section at the top of the first level.
That's cool.
And I was hearing things in the sound that I did not hear the night before, like certain arrangements. And I was like, I'm like, I can hear, like, it was fascinating, the detail. And I was like, I wonder if it's because I'm higher up and there's, I don't know what it was, but it was.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, sonically, anything is going to sound different from wherever you're sitting in general. Now, I tend to be floor seats because it's always for Madonna. So it's just, that's an observation that I've had from many years for the Forum in particular. I don't know why they didn't get it together. But anyways, Live to Tell. Love that. Mm-hmm. It was overall like the words that come out are like passionate, sexy, but also sad and just emotional in general. Like those were all like the whole time I felt because it's a story not only of her life, but the story of her healing and overcoming a near-death experience and her new perspective on life, where she's at now. Like that's the perspective that I received. Mm-hmm. And the gratitude that she's expressing to her fans, and you can just feel the genuineness now. Like even the way she has those moments of like 40 fucking decades, you guys, we did this. Like we're here. Like, thank you. Like, thank you for all your support this whole time. You always stood by my side. And I like felt it, like I've always stayed there, you know? And, but yeah, Live to Tell, Erotica, so sexy. And the inclusivity and diversity of all genders and just the expression of sexual energy it's really infectious. Like you kind of leave feeling like hot, like after you're like, oh, wow. Yeah, like there's so much of all the genders, which is really rad. And just her family being there too, like, so, you know, it's just so touching to see, you know, the Mercy playing the piano, David in drag as Madonna, which was really cool. He was as the music Madonna.
At the end.
Uh-huh. And yeah, I mean, I just love that relationship that she has like with her kids, and that we get to experience that on stage and see their artistry grow like live. It's just really rad. Mm-hmm.
What did you see any celebrities when you were there?
I saw Detox, and I tried to tap her on her shoulder, but she was getting attacked because I was going to say, like, hey, girl, you need to get on MLBC podcasts because, you know,
come
we
back
need
on
your
the show.
Yes, because, you know, you are a guest judge and we need to hear your perspective. But she was like getting mobbed and I didn't
you didn't want to be that person.
Nah, I didn't. And it was towards the end. So as we were walking out, and then the guest judge. Can we talk about Eric and that juicy booty? Oh my God. I was like,
I can't believe he did that.
That was hot. I was there for it. It was, and I was like right there. It was just like butt right there. That was cute. And yeah, he kind of like came on stage, got on his knees and like bowed down to the queen as he should. And then she was like, thank you. And got up. And then after she's like, take off your pants. And then he did. He turned around and they got slapped on the butt.
That's so funny. Did you see that Terry Joe was her guest judge for last night's show?
Oh, I did. I did see that.
And I was like, Excuse me, Terry Joe. Yeah, so TikToker Terry Joe, who is a character played by the person who does that. But like her thing is she's supposed to be in a wheelchair. And I was like, how is she?
Right.
I was like walking up on stage. I'm like, she is breaking character. And then I thought, oh no, it's a Madonna miracle. That's what it is. Madonna, she's allowed her to walk.
It's the fantasy of it all. Yes. Yeah. Well, Bob did help her up. I saw some snippets of that. yeah, that was cute. And then she was throwing like the football too. But yeah, the Vogue is amazing. Like her isolation and how she just is so hyper-focused when she's dancing and delivering all the poses. Like I saw all the, like she's in it. You know what I mean? Like she's, and then there's some moments where she's, I don't know if it's like part of the choreography, but she's really feeling it and her eyes are just like kind of closed and she's just doing her hands like choreo to it. Yeah, she was just on it. But I heard there was rumors of, I don't know if this is true, if you can confirm that there was recording being done that night or something. There was
director. Yeah, Jonas Åkerlund was there. Jonas, who had done, you know, obviously he did Ray of Light and he's done, I'm going to tell you a secret. People are going to kill me if I don't.
They're going to come for you.
Yeah, I was going to say, hold on. I'm like, I will look it up while we're talking because.
Oh, yeah. I have on the YouTube chat. If you guys have any questions, let us know. Let me see. I see. Hello. Love the shirt.
You can see the chat too.
Uh-huh. Holy lip water. Or Gardenia. Yeah, because she did love Gardenia at some point.
Jonas Åkerlund did direct I'm Going to Tell You Secrets. See, I knew that. I knew that.
But good job.
If Stefan. I didn't look it up, people were going to be like, oh, yeah. What kind of fan are you, Stefan?
You run an MLC podcast. Yeah. You
know, don't know who's directing that movie. It's like, come on, people, cut me a break.
Right, right. No, overall, I was just like in ecstasy. Oh,
so,
anytime.
So that's what I was saying. So Jonas Åkerlund was there. He was apparently directing one of the cameramen or a couple of the cameramen. So. I assume that they were filming this, hopefully, for the tour film.
Oh, I can't wait for this DVD. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Hopefully, it's coming sooner rather than later. And yeah. I'm hoping that...
It's not like Madame X.
That Joan... We cannot wait 2 years for this tour film.
No.
We cannot wait. This tour film has to be out. I want it out, like, if she ends in Mexico at the end of April, I want the tour film out by Memorial Day.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if she can do it, like she is the queen of pop, like she has the people behind her to do it.
She just needs to let Jonas Åkerlund edit the tour film while she stays out of it. Just let Jonas do his magic, and she.
No,
just,
I agree.
Here, Madonna. Agree. Here's a first cut of the film.
And approve that.
I love it.
Yeah.
Put it in the movie theater. And make all those fans happy. Thank you, Jonas. Thank you, Madonna.
Yeah.
And that's the end of it. Then you know, and then we're. Because that's what it should be.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we need that. Or maybe it'll come with like an album or a new single or something that, you know, I keep hearing is in the works too, but I don't know.
Maybe after.
Yeah. I definitely want the live
that celebration.
Album.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to need the live album.
Yeah.
If Madonna has new music, we won't be getting that new music until Celebration's live album.
Right.
Has been released. So
yeah, that's true.
We still got a little time for that.
So. Yeah.
But yeah, hopefully that's being worked on simultaneously as well.
Yeah. I am going to Tampa to see her in Tampa one more time next month. So April 4th.
She's going to be in Florida. How could you not?
Yeah. I mean, I had to do that. So I'm interested to see, cause I don't have floor seats for that. There are good seats, but they're not floor seats. To see just the difference and what observations I have and what the sound sounds. Because I have never been to a concert in Tampa.
No Miami for you?
I've done Miami before in the past. I really like it there too. But it's far. It's like 3 hours down, 4 hours with traffic.
You won't drive that for Madonna?
I mean, I would. But we did Tampa because it's a little closer and we're going with some friends that are also locals. So.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm toying with which... era to do with that because I can't do the braids again. I'm not Madonna to reinvent. I got to reinvent that as well. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you could do Dita. That way, you have to do is slick the hair over.
I could. I'm not platinum blonde, but
a little mask.
Yeah, painted. instead of showing the artistry.
See, there you go. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, did you? So you entered that MAC makeup competition, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't win.
Didn't win. Did
two,
you?
Two girls won. It was okay. Yeah.
I knew. I was like, I would have heard about this from Andrew.
Yeah, of course. I would have been in like posting about it everywhere.
In New York.
And they were good. The girls that did win.
What did they do?
They were actually more local. They were from Philly, so they're from your area. One was this beautiful blonde that did like a modern version of her 80s Madonna, and she did a really cute like real kind of TikTok thing. And then this other beautiful black girl did like a 90s Madonna, very like, you know, kind of goth matte. And
so the competition was what? It was sponsored by MAC, and it was like create a famous Madonna makeup look.
Correct. So MAC Cosmetics created a contest for their staff to do their homage to Madonna's celebration tour. So it was very like vague. I think I showed you the rules. Mm-hmm. It didn't like break down like correct, you know, criteria. All you had to do was use MAC and then do your homage to Madonna. That's it. So I did three. I was like, I'm going to go all out. I did one on me. I did one on a fair skin model, and then one on a deeper skin model to just be inclusive. But you know, they thanked me and they said like, obviously we love your work and everything, but I think I was too far. Maybe they chose someone more local.
Right,
but I'm with Time of Graph.
Here's
now,
$20 for a bust in New York as opposed to $300 for some airfare.
Yeah, because they had to put you up, and then your job was to attend the influencer event that was happening in Madison Square Garden before the show to do touch-ups for the influencers that were going to be like with press or whatever.
Oh, so they wanted you to work?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe they got some of
that was
more.
That was a blessing. That was a blessing in disguise, Andrew.
But you were able to attend the tour.
Congrats! You're the winner. Get to work. You know.
Yeah, no, it's all good. And then it's funny because the next week I left MAC and now I'm with Pat McGrath, so it kind of all like worked out.
That's what happens. You know, they're not gonna let you win. Then it's like done with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Good day, sir.
But yeah, no, so Tampa's going to be cool. I can't wait. And I got to figure out like what outfit for that. But yeah, overall, like two and a half hours, so just smoothly, you know, thought out, everything just flowed well into the next piece, and the costume changes. Yeah, I mean, just overall, I can't say anything bad about it. Like I wish it was longer.
You said that. You were like, I felt like it was too quick.
It was rushed. I felt like it was rushed. For me, I would have wanted a little bit more time. And
like, actually felt like that was one of her longer shows, Andrew.
No, I wanted more. It was quick. It was too quick.
I guess I sort of just felt like
it ended so fast.
She should have done like, there should have been another section. Like, yeah. I mean, you know, she's not going to be on stage for 3 hours, but like, imagine like that. Yeah. You know, she could have just done a whole nother, like another, like five or six songs that would have made me.
We also didn't get music and the encore for Celebration. Like, it was just.
No, that's how it's always been. It's always
Madonna.
It's Bitch and Madonna. And then it's like you hear the Celebration music and she does music, you know, and she does the little arm crisscross.
Oh, I wanted some like, you know, knee drops it. And like.
Stop it.
I would have joined her though.
The deep knee squats are gone. I don't think we're never getting those.
Have you ever attempted those?
No. I don't want to blow out my knee.
I should try it.
I'm
going to tell my husband to like help me do it because he's a personal trainer. Oh, I think we have questions. Look, do you want me to read them?
Hold on, let's go. I'll go into. Okay, let's go. Here we go. I can't. Well, yeah, I can't believe the tour ends next month either. I know it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I wanted to go to Mexico so bad.
Mexico's sold out.
Yeah, their website was so confusing.
Oh, well, I can't speak Spanish.
So I don't.
Are you going to any of the Florida shows? Andrew is. Say hello to Andrew in Tampa.
I am.
His costume will be a surprise, but I'm assuming it won't be anything with a jacket because
it's hot.
It's hot. So you're going to go as girly show, just some hot
booty shorts,
some fever hot pants, and
sounds good.
A little white tank top, you know, something.
Tank tops are always good for concerts, for sure.
And then some knee-high boots, you know. So there you go. That's your idea. Let's see. No, there's no questions, Andrew. How was Justify My Love live?
Gorgeous. And that's actually that moment when it happened in real life. That was it. That's for me what solidified I'm your diehard fan. Like, you got me. Like, I loved everything before, you know, like the first album, the Madonna album, Like a Virgin, Like a Prayer. Like a Prayer is amazing. True Blue. Like, all those are, yes, they're iconic. But when and I know Justify My Love is not but when that song and that music video came out, that was it. Like, I was diehard. Like, so that particular era for me is very influential. And and then it leads us into Erotica, and then we get Bedtime Stories, and like those moments for me is just that was like the epitome of 90s like beauty and glam for me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what did you think of the performance last night of Justify My Love?
So good. So good. That was going into that. Like, because of that, I expected something to be, because when you think of Madonna and her music and I hear a song, you also think of the visuals. Like, she's the queen of, you know, correlating those things together. Like, you hear the music, the tones, and the lyrics, I automatically think of like what she looked like during that music video. Mm-hmm. So I was excited to see the visuals of Justify My Love performance, and it was just epic. Like, just the staging and how everything was like turning around, the choreography, the costuming, everything is just so sexy and just beautiful and seductive and just all the right things, you know. It's just a good formula. Like, I, you know what I would love, is there a tour book happening?
No. I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah,
unless we would have seen it, unless the breakdown. the last ditch of hope that we could have for a tour book is when the tour finishes and they release a tour book post tour. So it's a tour book filled with images from the show. That could be the only thing. Remember how she knows, because she did that the girly show, it's a hardcover book that she did. Like, maybe that would be something.
I wish I went to that one. Yeah,
like where they had like the, because that book came out after the girly show, because it was all girly show photos. Mm-hmm. And I have it, and there's a CD in it. So who knows? Maybe they'll do something like that where it'll be like,
we should do a post about that
after the celebration tour. They'll do a hardbound book, like a coffee table type of book with all pictures. So it won't be a tour book. It'll just be a coffee table book, and we can all buy it. And they'll do a bundle with like, and this is the beauty of hosting a Madonna podcast, is we get to dream and wish for things.
So also, you never know who might hear it. Exactly. So
it'll be a hardbound tour book of pictures from the show. And then it'll be bundled with maybe like a DVD of the tour film, live album, and a T-shirt from the poster that hangs in the venue when you first get in.
Yes.
Of her as the cracked out nun.
That's
your bundle. So you get the live album, the live tour film, the book.
And the T-shirt. Yeah.
There you go.
I'm here for it. Because I'm a fan of the production element of it too. I want to see the mood boards, the storyboards, the sketches, the face charts, like all that. Well, kind
exactly.
of stuff.
They could put on all of Justin Teodoro's sketches that he did for all of the outfits. They could show, you know, like background stuff on how the stage was constructed. You know, like that, there's so much that they could show. It would be fascinating.
Also, since the sex book was like re-celebrated and remade or remixed, this would be a good segue to a live, hardbound, newer, modern version of, you know, the celebration tour with the four decades.
Yeah.
So that would be dope. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see a lot of questions. I don't know if you're not seeing this, but like, it's like,
well, go ahead. What are your questions? I don't know how you're seeing different questions than I'm seeing questions. There are question marks in the chat, but they are not all questions.
I see what you're saying.
There's a question from you. Any questions?
Yeah. No, you're right. You read it. You said, how was Justify My Love live?
Yes.
That was one. Okay, yeah, these are just comments. They're just talking. Got it.
See, I was going
to say. I just read them.
I was reading for you.
My bad. But yeah, and it ended just, yeah, I wanted more. I was eager and hungry for more, but I always go leaving like so inspired and just remotivated to like, you know, level up and do something else. And so, yeah, I came back like just super pumped and excited to see her again next month. But
yes, that's also great. I think that's a good way to end the run of the show is, you know, like see it in LA and then see it next month. And then, and then it's over.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got to take a bow. Yes.
Yes, we got to take a bow.
So I guess she's doing take a bow now instead of rain because it was rain. She did Frozen like three times.
I would have liked rain too, but and that's then, okay.
And now it's. Now it's
I love take a bow. That was one of my mom's favorite songs too. What other ballads did she did? Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
A little bit, yeah.
And did she do You Must Love Me?
No.
No. La Isla Bonita.
Mm-hmm.
Always a good one with the guitar.
And you had fun with the crowd. The crowd was up and
we danced. And yeah, on the floor, everybody was dancing. Yeah, nobody was sitting down. Like I think at one point somebody in the front was going to try to sit down, but then the next song started happening and then they just got back up and
kept dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, Andrew, such a good time. Are you going to recover now for the rest of the week?
Today was it. Today was just recovering and
now you're back at it.
I'm going to go back into the field. Yeah. And work and beautify everybody. Yeah.
There you go. I know your face always looks so put together compared to mine.
Oh, thank you.
I need to like,
oh girl, you know, I got bronzer.
I was going to say, I'm like, I need some sort of like matte.
I'll send you a little goodie
package or something.
I got you.
I'm a little too rosy. I haven't even been out in the sun.
I'll send you a podcasting touch-up kit. How about that?
I just need to do a filter on this.
It's just powder. That's all. It's just like a little bronzer and powder. Yeah.
A little shiny sheen.
Yeah.
That would be
good. But you look great. You look good.
And the lip plumper. That's
yes. Well, you're not going to, you went to four. Why didn't you get any of the lip plumping?
You
didn't think about it?
No, I didn't think about it.
I'm surprised she doesn't have a full makeup collection. I know we have MDNA skincare, which
maybe
which
this
is good.
The start.
I mean,
maybe they were trying to like tease and
test
see
it out. I would buy
it. I assume that if there is any product left over, there will be a sale on Madonna.com and maybe then I'll grab some. I'm a t-shirt.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah,
I just, yeah, yeah. I was, you know, I'm, but I'm still waiting for that 50% off.
Yeah.
After the,
it's going to happen.
They're going to have some stuff left over. So that's what I'm like, I'll start snatching some stuff up that I didn't get.
I was tripping out on Caswell going so rogue and walked up to the ticket booth with no phone or ticket and got a ticket.
I'm impressed. Like, I know. I wish it was that easy. I know. I don't have any more tickets to the Celebration Tour and I keep entertaining possibly Austin. But I don't know if it's going to happen, but right now there are no
tickets.
You're
welcome to join me in Tampa.
There are no tickets in Austin that I like. If I'm going to go for a final time, I want to be in the pit again. I just have to. Like, I can't be nosebleed
at that point.
I just can't. And there's no pit tickets available. And so I'm like, I can't, I'm not going. Like, there's not even any close, like around the catwalks tickets available. And I was like, I'm not going. I'd rather have ended it in Philly super close. Like go and have a shitty seat somewhere else. So
yeah. Palm Springs. I toyed with that idea. Like, and where exactly?
Yeah, I would love that.
Christina Marengo?
I don't know. I know.
Yeah, I'm like, where is it? There's no stadium down there, but
there has to be. Though it's got to be small, though. Like,
it's going to be the Casino Marengo. Then that's the only.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I know. I would love to do. I would have loved to have done either L.A. or Palm Springs, but the timing doesn't work. You know, got to work.
She's still there until next Monday. She's still in L.A.
Oh, I'm going to end this show. I'm going to go right now.
Hop on them. I did it. I was there and back.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I'm curious to see who the rest of the judges are going to be in LA, because that's such a different like melting pot of you know, entertainment.
Britney Spears.
I mean, that would be epic.
Holding out hope for old Britney. That would be good. I think that'd be good for Britney and Madonna to
be seen together
again.
And make out again on stage.
No.
Because there's a lot of lesbian moments, which, we're here.
It's good.
Titties out.
I love a good sapphic Madonna moment.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. I was here for it. Yeah,
well, Andrew, thanks for taking the time to come chat. I know you're a little tired today. I can tell that you've...
Your energy is not as... Yeah.
But it's okay.
I literally just got back this morning, so that's probably why.
Did you fly red eye?
I did. And I worked to force myself to not sleep so I could sleep when I got home.
But she's worth it. I will never do a red eye because
it's easier coming back than it is going there.
I cannot sleep on planes. And
I just worked. Yeah. On this.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Then I would really need some under eye foundation. You know, like,
yeah, that's what I have on.
Andrew, tell everybody where they can find you on social and plug your podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. You can find me at Andrew_Velasquez, and my podcast is called Mindful Artist Podcast, and you can stream that wherever you stream.
Yeah. You've got merch for you. You've got stickers. You're all fancy.
Yeah. We had Stefan on and it was really fun. It's a space for other artists to share their journeys on balancing their lives and, you know, all the fun stuff. So yeah, but thank you. I love MLVC, love Madonna, long live our queen, and everybody else. If you're in LA, go check it out if you can, because it's life-changing. And if you're in Tampa, say hi to me and my husband. We'll be there. We'll see what outfits we have.
And remember, everybody, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads at MLVC Podcast. Mm-hmm. If you'd like, you can donate to the show. We're on Venmo at MLVC Podcast, or smash that super thanks button on YouTube. Give us a little donation that way. If you've not yet subscribed to our YouTube channel, take that subscribe button so you never miss a video. We'll be going live for the remainder of the celebration tour dates, as many as I can. I don't have that enabled.
Yeah.
My thumbs up or my heart shape. Like, I need to update that on my Zoom.
It's fun.
Yeah. Until next time, everybody, thanks for joining us tonight. See you soon.